On the phone with me right now is Denise Cross from Cornerstones of Care. How are you doing this afternoon, Denise?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for calling in. So tell me what's going on with Cornerstones of Care right now.
So there's a lot going on with Cornerstones of Care. As you know, we're a behavioral health care organization really focused on keeping children safe and families together, and that's becoming even more critical during this time of COVID-19. So we've been very fortunate that the Kansas City Chiefs are matching all donations to our mission through April 9th.
Oh, okay.
So if your listeners are interested in going online, cornerstonesofcare.org/donate, and the Chiefs will match every dollar that that individuals donate to our cause. You know, for $10 a day, that would help us provide a meal to the youth that are in our care. So it's great to have a partnership with the Chiefs and the Kansas City community.
Yeah, how did you come apart with this partnership with the Chiefs?
So we were selected as the beneficiary of the Chiefs Charity Game. We've had that partnership with them the last 2 years. 2020 that will be our last year for that partnership, but they're stepping up and helping us in this critical need right now. So we really appreciate their partnership and their commitment to the community and the families and children that we serve.
Good, good. I also understand that you're still hiring as well.
We are. We're always looking for folks to join our team, people who care about kids and families and have a passion for children. So they can go online at cornerstonesofcare.org/jobs. They can apply online. We're doing onboarding online virtually. For some of the positions, we have a $1,000 sign-on bonus, and for other qualifying positions, we have a $500 sign-on bonus. So we could really use the help right now, and our kids and families are relying on us to continue to help support them in this critical time.
Any requirements to apply?
Most of the positions, you have to have at least a GED or high school diploma. Some have other educational requirements, but you can go online and find out more information at cornerstonesofcare.org/jobs. So lots of opportunities to work and be a part of our organization.
All right, Denise, I definitely appreciate you calling in and give us this information. If you want to help out Cornerstones of Care, make sure you once again go to cornerstonesofcare.org/donate, where you can help donate in the care of Cornerstones of Care. Good things that I'm hearing, and I'm glad you're doing some of these things, even though we're going through tough times right now, Denise.
It's when our kids and families need us the most. So,
yes.
And this is a great community, and I know people will step up and help us take care of our kiddos.
All right, Denise, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We're definitely going to share this with the rest of our metro area.
Thanks a lot for having me on.